Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're talking to play-by-play man Kevin Harlan. You're the best when it comes to play-by-play of life.
We're sending Marshall Harris to D.C. to run on the field.
Come on, Marshall. Nah. Bring it home, baby. We're ready for you.
The Raheemy Harrison Grody Show, middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score.
Approaching the five-minute mark, second down and 8. Williams rolling, throwing, open, making the grab, touchdown, Cole Kmet into the end zone. 28 yards over the top of Blankenship.
Haley talked about the defense is ready to come downhill and ready to stop this run, and I said that's when you got to be careful. When the safeties start coming down, they start cheating down. Now you create some one-on-one opportunities, whether it's a receiver or a tight end. Cole Kmet sneaks out, picked up late there by the defense, Cooper DeJean, but it's too late. Great play call, good job, play action, working the clock down, getting the eyes in the backfield, and then slipping the tight end downfield for that touchdown.
That's Kirk Herbstreit and Al Michaels on Amazon Prime, and it was a great call. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Mark, it's also a good example of what I was just talking about. When a team doesn't want to be too one-dimensional, then you're able to know that they want to commit to the run as a defense, and then what did Caleb Williams do? Absolutely fabulous throw there to Cole Kmet in the end zone.
That's how it works, right? That's all you needed. That's all you needed from your quarterback, and it was a terrific throw, a terrific play, running away across his body, and a good route by Kmet.
Yes, and a good read by Williams, because we know that wasn't the first read on that play, so that was great.
Which is a credit to Kmet, and obviously, even more so, again, Caleb, because, you know, if he's not going to see the primary, if you see the secondary, that's pretty good.
Well, and that was him putting on the Superman cape. So we mentioned it earlier. Ben Johnson said yesterday, the team is winning in spite of its passing game, not because of it. Now it is time to play a game that I would like to call a tale of two comps, because with more Bear success comes more people talking about the Bears and seeing what they see in the team. If you miss this over the weekend, Howie Long compared Caleb Williams to one of the most prolific quarterbacks of his generation.
Usually you say with a quarterback, particularly a mobile quarterback, make him go to his left. He's as comfortable rolling to his left, flipping his hips.
Kmet?
Yes.
That deep
he's,
post.
You know what he is? He's, for me, he's John Elway from my generation.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Now, John Elway was, you know, he didn't light it on fire initially, and then he has a great career, and he's a Hall of Famer.
And he seems to be coachable. Caleb, yeah. You know, he's
I think he challenged him.
He did.
He challenged him. Usually, and I don't know if you feel this way, but I think a lot of times the more talented guys are the guys that maybe work less on the details. Guys like you and me, you know, who carry a lunch pail to work, you work your rear end off, and if there's no stone left unturned, you know, I want every edge I can get. I want to look at every film I can. I want to look at every formation I can. Caleb is starting to buy in. He challenged the team, but he also challenged the quarterback.
So when you hear that, the thing I think about John Elway is obviously just his massive amount of yards, you know, that he had with the Broncos, and how he was able to also adapt over years. But that's quite the comparison when you hear Howie Long say that.
I appreciate Howie Long comparing Caleb Williams to one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, but I didn't hear him back it up enough, and which leads me to guess that other than this buy-in thing, like, and that's great and all, because you had to have that, and we don't know if Caleb actually had buy-in last year, so I will accept that. I guess what he's talking about, or what I would think is a fair comparison to John Elway, having seen a ton of John Elway games, is the arm talent. The arm talent is the only comparison right now that I see. The ability at the ends of games, we know that John Elway was absolutely clutch, but both can make any throw. Both could use different arm angles. I would say that the arm strength is probably comparable between the two.
Okay, so I thought about the arm strength too, but different era of offensive football, as we know. But that I think of as like go routes for everybody. Elway could throw the ball and it would be 50 yards in the air and just a high arcing ball, you know, just the traditional, like, this is a deep ball route for everyone. Go. Like, this is the receiver you're going to throw it to. You didn't have, it wasn't the same type of offense, you know, there wasn't the spread out, the horizontal game as it is now and then go.
Truth.
So that's what I think about when I think about the highlights, you know, and just the amount of yards, like we said, you know, 51,475 passing yards, 300 touchdowns, 226 interceptions, by the way. So a guy who wasn't afraid to sling it.
Yeah, so
with,
I think
with risk.
Got to look at what the spirit in which he said it, and I think that's it. And I'd like to get this verified, guys, if we can, and maybe Layla, you could do it on the spot too. But we don't have our usual stat guy, Marshall, here. Marshall is a Christmas tree with a bear on top. But a texter says, Elway career completion percentage, this is right. That's a pretty good touch to this, 56.9. So if that, obviously we know that Howie Long was saying that in a complimentary way. But that also is an example, if that is true, of to the people who don't like hearing about completion percentage, that is a point in their favor.
Well, and then maybe there's also the comeback aspect this year that speaks to that. You know, he also was big on the fourth quarter comeback.
Big, huge.
So, yep. Yeah, 47 to his name.
Mm-hmm. So that's fair. Part of it's fair.
Yeah, and I feel like at that part of it may also play out in a similar fashion.
And they both had dads.
Quarterback. Dads who very much factored into their draft position.
And yes. More so Mr. Elway than, as it turns out, dear Mr. Williams.
But according to Seth Wickersham's book, that Caleb Williams' father, Carl, did reach out to John Elway. So that's part of it as well.
Yeah, yes. Would you like another comp that I'm working on right now?
Yes. This is the number two in a tale of two comps.
This is a number two in a tale of two comps. And if you want to jump in, 312-644-6767 to play along with our comps. Maybe you have a comp. Maybe you don't like our comps. Maybe you love our comps. But I was working through this with none other than former score producer Adam Harris, who everybody knows is dead. Poor guy, never had a chance. Adam Harris died. Yeah, poor guy.
I thought he was alive. I mean, the last time I talked to him, he was alive.
Oh, that's right. We went to the Blink-182 concert with him, didn't we? Or he was there. You were there. I was there
with different friends.
Yeah, I didn't see you.
You were with Adam Harris.
We were sending pictures. I was with Adam Harris and my guy Fez, and we saw Blink-182. But that goes back to the Grobstein show when a caller thought Adam Harris was dead. But Adam Harris.
Yeah, I needed a little backstory.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That.
You didn't know the backstory of that?
Not that one.
Okay, Ray, I know that we got the Butte back there too. Maybe you guys could find that because it's a hilarious Les Grobstein moment where a caller thought Adam Harris had passed. So I thought you knew that. I am sorry.
Wait,
I probably just stunned you.
No, I now think I remember it.
You'll remember it when you hear it. But let me do this comp that we were working through, and I give Adam credit because he's the one that first put it into my brain. And this is just for this year. This is just for right now. A decent comp too. And I even was like, come on, give me a break. Rex Grossman, and here's why. Relative, and this is relative to 2006. And let me give you some of the basics first. They're both shorter quarterbacks. They're both gunslingers. They both want to go deep. That's what Rex Grossman wanted to do. He wanted to fling the ball. They're both flingers. Like I said, shorter, gunslinger.
Flinger.
They're flingers. They were a couple of flingers, no doubt about it. They want to go deep. Like I said, shorter in stature as well. Also, the year that the Bears when they last went to the Super Bowl during that year, after a couple of injury-riddled seasons for Rex Grossman, which is not part of Caleb's story. He is a durable player, obviously. Knock on that bare wood right there. Rex Grossman, in the Super Bowl year, had about five, maybe six games that were awesome, that were great, that were early on in the season, that had a lot of us at the time saying, and the national people, and the people that vote on these things, saying, oh my God, Rex Grossman?
Rex is our quarterback.
Rex is our quarterback, and he's an MVP candidate. That's what was being said about this guy. That's how good he was. And I don't even think Caleb has had six games as good as Rex Grossman had that year. However, Caleb has had some terrific clutch moments that you don't win the game if you don't have Caleb Williams in there throughout this year. So you've got this guy in Rex Grossman who had those six games. And then along comes, here's the part to the Arizona game that we don't talk about. The Arizona game in the Super Bowl year, the Crownham game, the Urlacher game, the Devin Hester game. That's when the downfall of, in that season, Rex Grossman began. That's where he started. The Bears had to figure out a way to emphasize their defense, mm-hmm. to emphasize their special teams, to emphasize their running games, which is kind of where the Bears are at this very moment because of some of the recent struggles of Caleb Williams, because of some of the numbers that I just ran down. Do I think Caleb Williams can have a much better career on the overall than Rex Grossman still? Yes. But for right this moment, I think the Rex Grossman comp to Caleb Williams is pretty good.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
This is Rahimi Harrison Grody. That's Mark Grody. 312-644-6767 is our number. And I think that that's important to point out here, too, is when you think about Rex Grossman now, you're thinking about what he looked like at his best. You're thinking about the Super Bowl season. You're thinking about that part of it.
Good and the bad.
Yeah. And then you also consider, it's the lasting memories of how you look at it overall. And it wasn't enough for people.
It's never enough.
And I don't think that with Caleb Williams, this is that's not his ceiling of comp. You know, as we just heard Howie Long mention John Elway, who I said, well, he threw for 51,000 yards in his career. So I don't know that he gets there. I don't know that Caleb Williams gets there because for so long, you know, Denver didn't have a running game until later in Elway's career that was really of note. So I consider that part of it too, you know?
Yeah.
Elway was doing what was asked of him because he was the man and the offense in Denver for a long time. I don't know how much that factors in for you, but
yeah, no, there's no doubt about it. What I will say factors in for me with Caleb and it actually being different from Rex down the line is, and here we go again, coaching. Relative to that, like Rex Grossman, all due respect to Lovie Smith. Lovie Smith is, you can make an argument that he's the second, as it stands right this moment, he's the second best coach in Chicago Bears history. Lovie Smith's, like I always say, his resume has aged well. There's no doubt about it. He had 9 good years here with the Bears, and we could talk about him being fired after a 10-6 season and then his successor being Mark Trestman. That's all on the table, and I would love to have that conversation someday. But Lovie Smith didn't do a whole lot for his quarterbacks. He was completely dependent upon a slew of offensive coordinators. I think it was Ron Turner, I want to say, in the Super Bowl year. And he was probably, Turner was probably about as steady of an OC as they had. But as time went on and we got into the Cutler era, the offensive coordinator thing was kind of a joke. The Bears now have, as we have talked about ad nauseum now, they have a coach who knows quarterbacks, who knows offense, and that's why you can consider the ceiling probably still way higher for Caleb Williams, and the raw skills that he had are probably still better than what Rex Grossman was.
I personally do too, and when I think about Bears coaches and how they've set up their quarterbacks, my money's on Caleb Williams to surpass that. Easy money. Easy money, I take
one of these years, Layla. One of these years.
Keep listening for your chance to win tickets to Football After Dark at Moretti's in Edison Park on Tuesday, December 16th, with special guest Noah Sewell, and I am hosting. It's a great event. You get to talk to people, learn a lot about them. It's not the typical day-to-day interviews. It's a really fun concept, and we enjoy doing these every year. There is one tonight, actually. Mm-hmm. It's all sponsored by TimberTech Decking and Railing, number one in premium decking. Order free samples at TimberTech.com, and brought to you by Remy Martin, VSOP, This Is My City. We have a good bank of phone calls so far. What do you think about A, the Bears winning in spite of their passing game, according to the head coach, and B, The Adam Harris Mark Grody comp of Rex Grossman, at least for this year.
And we'll play that Harris thing for you, Layla, because I want to hear your reaction to Adam Harris dying on the Overnight Show.
I heard it, and I think I just like blocked it out because it was like slightly traumatic to think about.
Poor guy was like 25, and he thought he was dead.
But Adam has a hell of a sense of humor, so I'll listen to that. But more with Raheem Harris and Grody next on The Score.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.